Hello, ladies and gentlemen. You see the plaque on the wall behind me where the former Memorial Hall used to stand, as in it's commemorating some congregational ministers as he broke away from the Church of England in the 17th century. This was called Memorial Hall. But what this video is about is not about them. It's how the Labour Party was founded in the hall that stood on this site in February 1900. So the Labour Party had initially been a faction within the Liberal Party, the Labour Representation Committee, because through the late 19th century, more and more working class men got the vote. Remember, only householders over the age of 21 had the franchise. So either the man who owned the house or was responsible for paying the rent. An adult son who lived with his parents, he didn't have the right to vote in parliamentary elections or local elections. Women did, but only local elections, not parliamentary elections. But that's another matter. So some of these working class men were dissatisfied with the Liberal Party, who felt that it only looked after the interests of the middle class and the upper class, and usually very hostile to the Conservative and Unionist Party. So in constituents that are overwhelmingly working class, especially with factories and the trade unions that organised, so that the Labour Party was set up, or really as the Labour Representation Committee, a faction within the Liberals. But obviously there's Liberals actually sowing the seeds of their own destruction, almost. James Keir Hardie, a miner from Lanarkshire in southern Scotland, he founded it. Others joined, including James Ramsay MacDonald, who was born near Lossiemouth in North Britain, outside of wedlock, which nobody minds these days. Back then was seen as a colloquial. His father's a ploughwright, his mother's a housemaid. That's why the double barrel surname, from one parent, one from the other, and so forth. Horatio Bottomley, a Liberal MP, later published Ramsay MacDonald's birth certificate to show that the guy was born outside of holy matrimony, and that was meant to be shameful. Of course, it's not at all. So that was the Labour Party, and it became a proper political party from 1900, and getting, 2% of the vote in the first election, bigger and bigger. Okay, so strong in the conurbations like London, Manchester, Glasgow, and so forth. In the countryside or smaller towns, there were still some deferential voters who believed that the upper class should rule, or at least the upper middle class. And remember, there were no MP salaries in those days, so trade union subsidies had to keep these MPs going. James Keir Hardie being one of the first Labour MPs, leader of the party, but they kept sharing the leadership around. Have it for a year or two, give it to Ben Tillett, give it to Arthur Henderson, and so forth. And give it to, goodness, Lansbury. Was it George Lansbury? His granddaughter, Angela Lansbury, was a celebrated American actress. So there was little love lost between the upper class and the working class in big cities. There was this no idea of noblesse oblige, that this person's like a mini king who's looking after us, and things like that. So factory workers, miners, shipbuilders, construction workers were more likely to be attracted to the Labour Party than obviously a very few middle class intellectuals, because back then there was poverty, and I mean real poverty, not the so-called poverty we have nowadays, as in malnutrition, children without shoes even in the winter, people really totally inadequate housing, not what we'd claim is inadequate housing these days. You know, a dozen people in one room, not enough firewood or coal to keep them warm. Obviously, no publicly funded healthcare, publicly funded schooling until the age of 12, and so forth. And so they want to address that inequality and solve that pauperism. So that was how the Labour Party got going. And obviously in 1922, they became the second biggest party. They supplanted the Liberals and never looked back, and became party of government, falling their first government in December 1923, but only lasted a year and so forth. And obviously back into government in 1929, Ramsay MacDonald. Then in 1931, that's when he formed the national government with a handful of Labour MPs, national Labour MPs. Majority Labour wouldn't do that, and he went to coalition with the Conservatives and the Liberals, the national Liberals, who accepted that. So ironically, 1931 to 35, Ramsay MacDonald was a Labour Prime Minister of an overwhelmingly Conservative government. So I remember there was big celebrations in 2000 when Labour was really riding high, ruled the roost, and seemed to rule all before it, was going to be in office for a very, very long time. Those long-lost days of Tony Blair a quarter of a century ago. Obviously, the Labour government these days in the United Kingdom, but its situation is parlous, behind in the polls, well behind Reform United Kingdom, which until the last election didn't have a single MP. There's only got five of them at the moment. So how times have changed. So meant to make life better for the average person. Want a minimum wage, publicly funded healthcare, want things like national insurance, unemployment benefit, sickness benefit, disability benefit, and all of this was sensible, some workplace protections, but obviously it's become insane. throwing out entitlements like the confetti. The Conservative Party is to blame as well. Entitlements, which is just completely unaffordable, crushing the working class who actually work, paying tax for those who aren't just scroungers, who being want to be on benefits as a career, who claim they're ill when they're not, over-diagnosing things. People think that everybody else has a duty to pay for them. People don't have a duty to pay for themselves. So no longer the self-reliance. That Victorian idea of a working class respectability, of looking after yourself and possibly helping others, has gone. Feel that everybody else has got a duty to look after you. The welfare state has gone way too far. Anyway, thank you for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, then on PayPal, georgecallan7@gmail.com, and make sure you defeat Labour.